which allows two-way communication for members of the public. Four, as we would at any in-person meeting, members of the public who have followed the instructions on the meeting notice for registering to speak during the public comment portion will be unmuted for 3 minutes to speak. If the speaker submitted written comments in advance, Katie Key, Superintendent Secretary, or the Board Secretary will read the comments into record before or during the Board's consideration of that item. If you would like to provide comment at a future meeting conducted by video conference or telephone call, please follow instructions on the meeting notice. Five, all other meeting procedures will adhere to Board adopted procedures to the extent practicable. Six, an audio recording of this meeting is being made and will be available to the public at a later date. Seven, the software application allows for up to 100 people to view and interact at a time. We apologize in advance for any unforeseeable difficulties and ask for your patience as we navigate unprecedented conditions. Eight, if you have any questions about these suspended laws, please call the Office of the Attorney General at 888-672-6787 or by email at toma@oag.texas.gov.
That person needs a raise.
There you go.
All right, so let's start with good things. Board?
Lance, you know, went to second year as an officer. It was his first time to ever go to the state at the state convention in person. So he was really super stoked about that. So that was kind of a good thing for him to be able to see that. So
awesome.
He's really been raving about it. About a good time.
Raising a leader.
I'm trying to.
Anyone else?
On a personal level, I got to spend the time last week with my family. We went to the Oregon coast and visited the coast, got to cool off from some of the Texas heat for a few days, and just had a great time, had all of us together. So.
That's awesome. I was today, went just made a short presentation to some teachers who were at the high school, so that was really nice to see everyone kind of getting back. I heard one of them say something about, well, this is making it real, so we're almost at work. But the enthusiasm, it was terrific, so I really, really liked that. We met last week and talked about SLI and things like that that we attended over the summer. I think all of us went and to get some training, so it was really nice getting that, you know, that face-to-face training, whereas prior to that it had been all Zoom, and that's really difficult for me anyway. Get my internet to work. Still waiting for Dan to service my house. Okay.
Yeah, well, there's the other piece. Oh, you have one?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, so SLI was great. The opening statement by Rick Rigsby was moving, to say the least. I mean, it was awesome. Matter of fact, I downloaded his book, and I've read the whole thing now, or listened to it, and so it was pretty awesome. What an inspirational speaker he is. Yeah.
So we announced this at the agenda review last week, and then it came out in the papers. But now that we have most of the full board here, just again, congratulations to our board for being Region 6 Board of the Year. The next step is that members of TASA will meet at the end of this month and select five to go to TASA TASB in September. So just keep fingers crossed, but very proud of the work that this team has done over the past 3 to 4 years, and especially in the middle of the pandemic, so your work should be applauded, and it has been, so congratulations.
Well, I'll say that, thank you, first of all, but second of all, we couldn't do this without you and without you guys making us look good, because we're just here calling balls and strikes, so to speak, and the work that y'all do is phenomenal, so thank you.
Thank you, Katie, as well, for... You know, a lot of that, the typing and working and stuff to send.
She
it.
Loved every minute of it, right, Katie?
Every
putting all it together. So thanks to everybody for contributing to that nomination process.
Yes.
Very lengthy, but you guys are very deserving. So.
Thank you.
All right.
Report?
Okay, so change things up a little bit, moving my report to the front so that we kind of focus on our strategic pieces. So I've sent this to you guys a couple times over the last month or so, along with the operational goals, but just to kind of give an overview, we'll start actually reporting out on specific pieces of our strategic plan balance scorecard in August. Actually, you'll get a little bit of a taste of that on the 26th when Tammy's team takes you through some CNL or some TNL pieces, teaching and learning pieces. But as you'll see, we have four main priorities, strategic priorities, as we do this process. One is focus on student success. And then you can see the performance goals beside that. I'm not going to read those. You guys have seen those. We'll be bringing those up for adoption tonight. And then you have the key strategic actions, and then what we expect to see, the progress measures, and then the long-term desired outcomes. And so this is a living document. We're going to continue to build this out. We've gotten a really good start on it. But if there are things that the board wants to add or get more specifics on, please let me know. Priority two, focus on staff well-being, engagement, and growth. We know from some of our surveys from this past year that staff engagement is low, whether that's an outcome from COVID or just the stress of the job, we don't know. We spent a lot of time talking about that at DLT this summer, and so we do have some things in place to continue to measure that. Priority three is focus on community engagement, transparency, and trust. Again, we've talked about, you know, we have a bond coming up in November of 2022, and we're just starting that process. But again, looking at all the parts of our community, parents, non-parents, business leaders, community leaders, really making sure that we're engaging all of them authentically. And as our district continues to grow, it's important that we consider everyone that makes our community what it is. And again, continuing to build that transparency and continuing to build that trust. And then priority four, focus on strategic financial stewardship. And so this has been something we've been spending a lot of time on the last couple of years, developing that clear plan for growth, you know, setting some things aside in our capital outlays for, you know, those anticipated life-ending things like turf, and just making sure that we're good stewards of the community's resources and that we're looking at this strategically. So those are the main four. So what we'll do is we'll signal, or I'll report on this every quarter, or every four, I guess, four times a year. And we'll probably spend the first one is kind of the one that is the heaviest, the focus on student success, because you also look at not only academic success, but social emotional learning, student engagement. We talked about student fees and trying to make sure that we have 100% of our kids engaged in something while they're at school. So that'll probably take us a couple of meetings to go through. And again, we'll go through those goals, and all the communication that you guys will get from us, especially with the board bulletin, will be aligned to those performance goals. We started that process in the spring. And so we'll lead with that every board meeting, just to make sure that we're staying focused on our balanced scorecard. And again, this is not something we're going to achieve by the end of the month or by the end of the year. You'll notice that it's a four-year plan, so it is a natural iteration and a continuation of what we've been working on with our strategic direction over the past 4 years, but making sure that we have really good measurables as we continue to grow. So any questions on the balanced scorecard piece? And you guys, I do apologize for the small font on that first one that was in the board packet. All right, so month at a glance, if you'll go back to that, Katie. So even though it's been the summer, things have been very, very busy. So we've had a great summer of professional learning. Laura, I don't know if Laura's here, but Tammy and her team and Susan have done a great job in providing opportunities for our staff to get trained. We've had Carrie and her staff went door-to-door to greet new families in Harrington Trails. Students have competed in all-star games, band competitions. We actually have some of our band students here tonight. Clay shooting events, state champions in that, and the FFA rodeo. So we also had some sports camps. We had a soccer camp. We had a kindergarten student, Timberlake's, attend that, and she did not participate very well, my daughter. her arm hurt. And I was like, well, you don't touch a soccer ball with your hands anyway, so you just get back out there. So lots of good things happening. Again, you see the TASB thing down there for the superintendent spotlight. We did get a chance to go to SLI, and it's just great to be back with our board learning. Hopefully we'll get to go back to TASB with some good news there. Kudos to the communications department for putting out our first annual district report. It was really, really good, and it aligned to our community-based accountability system, and I thought that was a big hit. And of course, you guys know I'm the chair-elect for the chamber board for next year. I'm glutton for punishment, so that was us at Paradise Grills. It's a pretty, pretty neat thing. And then, of course, I presented with Coppell ISD and San Angelo ISD on a community-based accountability system at TechEd Fest, which is the TASA Summer Conference. In June, and then tomorrow through Friday, I'll be in Bastrop at the TASA Executive Leadership Meeting. So if you guys, I'm on the Friesland Future Ready Superintendents Leadership Network Design Team, and also on the Legislative Committee. So a lot of things happening. We're excited, though, to get the year rolling. So I have not received any guidance from TEA on anything else, in case anybody's wondering. Now, that could change. But I'm looking, it's just nice to see everybody's faces. I'll say it that way. Okay, so thank you guys. That's my report.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Student recognition.
Okay, so over the summer, the Splendora High School Percussion Ensemble completed in the final round of UIL solo and ensemble at the state level. We are pleased to announce that the ensemble earned a gold medal at state for their performance. Students receiving a Division I gold medal at state S&E is very rare, and the hard work of the students paid off and are now state gold medal recipients. Their judge commented, "Thank you for this very nice performance today. It was so musical and highly accurate." Percussion ensemble members included Emma Bradshaw. Come on down. Holly Thackeray. Jackson Morrow. Sheila Lowry, and Raymond Gonzalez. And of course, our band director, Mr. Brian Best. And Mr. Best, I know you want to say a few words, so go ahead and tell us a little bit.
Oh, sure. First of all, I guess before I do that, I'll say thank you for the school board for all of your support. I saw the Board of the Year thing, and I thought, well, that makes sense. it's so supportive of the fine arts and what we do at the high school and the junior high and elementary schools. We're just so supportive we're so thankful for your support for our program. And for everybody here, that's our fine arts director, Mr. Reynolds, and Clint Horns, Kevin Lynch, Mr. Broussard, Ms. Walker's here. And for all of the central office and our administrators at the schools, we're so thankful because you are big pieces of the puzzle of creating a solid band program. Our Splendora instructional framework, the five big elements, it makes sense for us because these students sort of embody those five elements. There's a lot of communication, there's a lot of collaboration, and these kids have created a great relationship, a great working relationship with each other. These kids practice literally every day. And so we're thankful to have Mr. Burkhalter, who's one of our part-time people. He works with the Houston Texans. He's the pep band instructor for the Houston Texans. And so he comes over and works with the percussion section and helps them achieve success. But their success at state this year was largely in part of the instructional framework that we have here at Splendora. These kids worked really, really hard, and those judges were highly impressed. What they did at UIL this year was they played a piece called Maple Leaf Rag, which is a class one. It is college level literature, and it's an extremely hard percussion piece. And these kids practiced it. They worked really hard every day, and we were really, really excited that they received the gold medal at state. This is our UIL office. We asked for records. This is the first time in Splendora history that a ensemble has received a gold medal at state UIL, and so we're excited for these kids. These kids embody what's about to happen at Splendora with our vision for the program going from 6th grade up to 12th grade. So we're really, really excited for these kids. They worked really hard, and we're very grateful. Very proud of them.
If you can get out.
Excellent, excellent work. Excellent job, guys.
Thank you. All right. They were still practicing today. It's terrific. Yes. All right. So we're going to switch it up. We'll see how it works. We'll go into closed session. Sometimes when we go for a long time in closed session, I get concerned because everybody's still sitting here. So we'll just kind of see how this works and go from there. We may adjust it. But participants must have signed up prior to board meeting start time. Participants may address the board on any agenda item. Participation is limited to 3 minutes to make comments to the board, unless participant requires the use of a translator, in which case participation is limited to 6 minutes. The board will only consider complaints that remain unresolved after being addressed through proper administrative channels. and when they've been placed on the agenda. Please note, the Board of Trustees shall not deliberate, respond, or make decisions regarding any subject that's not included on the agenda and that is posted. For further information on these requirements, contact Katie Keith, Superintendent Secretary, 281-689-4441. Now the Board of Trustees will go into closed session, and the closed session will be held for purposes authorized by the Texas Open Meetings Act, Texas Government Code 551.074 personnel. Concerning any and all purposes permitted by the Act, no voting will take place in the closed meeting, and any action the Board wishes to take as part of the discussions in the closed session will take place after the Board reconvenes in the open meeting. It is now 6:48. All right.